Hi there. My name's Grace Connolly, and I'm just back from a fantastic trip to New Zealand. It really was the trip of a lifetime, and I'd like to tell you all about it. New Zealand has two main islands, the North Island and the South Island. I went to the South Island, and it's even more beautiful than I expected. There are many ways to see it. You can hire a car and drive, or some people go around by motorbike. You can even see the island by boat. But I went on what's known as the Green Bus. Our driver was so helpful and really helped to make it a memorable journey. So, what route did we take? Well, we started in Nelson, in the northwest of the island. Then we headed off down the west coast, stopping at various places, and then inland up to our final destination, Christchurch on the east coast, the second largest city in New Zealand. I also went on a day tour to a place called Kaikoura, which is 150 kilometres north of there. It's on the coast and is famous for its sea life and also for being one of the most exciting places in the world to see ocean birds. To really experience the day, you have to opt for one of these trips. It was dolphins I was keenest to see, but there are whales too. It was an absolutely amazing day. I made so many new friends on the trip, which was always fun. There were people from all over the world, Korea, Russia, North America. I've stayed in regular contact with a girl I met from Japan. Most of us were quite young, but there was one guy from Germany in his 60s. New Zealand's famous for the sports you can do, but it can work out expensive to hire the equipment you need to do things. You had to pay rental charges and so on for everything. I actually took my own bike along with me and did a fair bit of cycling around. I rented a surfboard for a day or a half day, and though it was more expensive, I also went out on a quad bike one day. But the highlight of the trip for me was jet boating at a place called Bulla River. I'd strongly recommend Adventure Tours, the company I did it with. Nothing was too much trouble, and they really made it fun and exciting. I didn't try the other company, which was called Great Days, but friends said it was okay too. Every trip has some problems. I fell and hurt my shoulder horse riding on a beach. Luckily, the sand was soft enough to prevent it being anything serious, and I didn't need treatment. But then I actually had to go to Christchurch Hospital after doing something to my foot, climbing over some rocks. Anyway, it was nothing major and was fine after a couple of days. There are interesting things to buy on the South Island. Nelson Saturday Market's brilliant. There are stalls selling food, honey, bread and fruit, all sorts of things. I got a fantastic wooden mask as a souvenir, but there were also paintings and jewellery and stuff that would have been nice to bring home too. The accommodation was great the whole way. The hostels we stayed in were all good, like the Fairway in Christchurch or my favourite, the Lakeside in Nelson. That's the place I'd advise anyone to stay. If you go, say Grace told you about it. I'm already planning a return visit to New Zealand, to North Island this time. It's got famous mud pools and hot springs, which I might get to visit, but sightseeing's not my main aim. In fact, the reason I'm going is that some friends have offered to take me walking with them round all the best places. I'm really looking forward to it. So, before I go on to tell you even more.